Before we get to this episode, just to say thanks to everyone who's bought my new book, Champion Thinking, How to Find Success Without Losing Yourself. Published by Bloomsbury, the response has been terrific. It's an Amazon bestseller. It's been top 20 in the airport charts consistently, and the reviews have been terrific right across the board. And if you like this episode that you're about to hear on Flow, you'll be sure to enjoy Champion Thinking. Head to my website, simonmundy.com, or Amazon, Waterstone, Smith's, places like that, to get your copy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Life Lessons Light, where I take one specific nugget from one of my previous conversations and have a closer look. Hello, everybody. Simon here. Thank you for downloading this light episode. And I'm focusing on the subject, or rather the belief that is so pervasive, that happiness, joy, fulfillment, satisfaction, peace are things that can be acquired in the future. Now, there is a saying that tomorrow never comes. And the meaning behind that is simply that tomorrow only exists in our imagination. You may have noticed it's always now. So when tomorrow comes, it will be today. And the risk that we all face if we believe that our happiness and our joy and our fulfillment lies in, for example, when we get the job or get the promotion or get the relationship or get the car or whatever it may be, then what we risk doing is trading happiness in this moment for a moment that only exists in our imagination. So if we're always living for the future, we risk never living. Now, clearly, there is a balance to be struck. There's a lot of research around people's ability to defer gratification being key to some degree of life satisfaction later. There's a well-cited marshmallow test where a lot of children were given the option to have one marshmallow now or wait and have two later if they could resist the urge to eat the marshmallow that was sat in front of them on the table. And the research suggested that the children who waited and had two marshmallows rather than one went on to enjoy quote unquote success later in life. So there is a, as I say, a balance to be struck. If we want to grow, if we want to contribute, if we want to earn, we have to work. That's an unavoidable fact of life. However, sometimes we can work too hard. And one person who was renowned for how hard he worked was Johnny Wilkinson. Obviously, that work ethic, his obsessionality around his kicking in particular, enabled England to win the Rugby World Cup. It enabled him to really fulfill his goals of becoming the best rugby player in the world, winning the World Cup, being a celebrated sporting icon. But what Johnny found was after he won the World Cup, over the next 5, 6, 7, 8 years, his mental health deteriorated until the point at which he was in a really dark place. And that forced him to do some serious introspection and start to question some of his beliefs around where happiness is to be found. So I'm just going to play a clip from my conversation with Johnny Wilkinson where he talks about this very subject. And then I'm going to pick up off the back just to share a few thoughts about couple of things that Johnny says. So here is Johnny Wilkinson.
So from a sort of society perspective, you're in a way a little bit promised this idea that at the end of this suffering will come the joy, you know, whether it's the next car, whether it's the job, whether it's the family, whether it's the retirement. The idea that all this doing will end in being is something that's, I think, embedded a little bit in society over here. the idea that becoming someone will reveal all your potential. Mm-hmm. You know, what I acquire in my life is going to give me potential. Almost like there is actual potential in a World Cup that you lift, you know, that it has this almost source of energy that when you lift it, you get embedded with this joy. I mean,
it's like He-Man's sword.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and it didn't work that way for me. And I was so pleased to have gotten to that stage early enough to realise that, geez, you know, if it's not there, then maybe my potential is actually in me and I should look that way. And it's kind of like the obvious thing of what you're looking for is where you're looking from type idea.
That was Johnny Wilkinson. And just to round this off, I'm just going to quickly talk about what he said at the end there about this idea that what we are looking for is actually where we're looking from and what he could mean by that. Now, we are so used to putting our attention on our thoughts and our feelings. And our thoughts and our feelings can be really enjoyable or they can be distressing and unpleasant. And we want to cling to them when they're nice and we want to resist them and push them away when they're not very nice. But the reality is we are not our thoughts. We are aware of our thoughts. We are not our feelings. We are aware of our feelings. So you could say that that part of us that is aware is inherently peaceful. You can think of it like the blue sky that we see outside. The sky is always blue. Sometimes it's obscured by clouds, so we don't see it. But when those clouds move, we notice, oh yes, the sky is blue. And the sky is always blue. In the same way, our awareness is always present. It never goes anywhere. We're always aware of thoughts, of feelings, of sensations, of perceptions. The awareness never goes, but we lose ourselves in things like thoughts and feelings. But if we can become more aware of the awareness itself, then that can provide, the idea goes, a more lasting sense of peace, of inner peace, than, for example, expecting objects, jobs, relationships, cars, clothes, whatever it may be, to give us lasting peace. So how do you do that? Simply by becoming aware of that part of us that is aware and noticing that it is inherently peaceful. Anyway, just food for thoughts. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Do let me know your thoughts at Simon Mundy on social media or get in touch via my website, simonmundy.com. Until next time, thanks for listening and goodbye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.